To Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show, the show that you've been waiting for 2 weeks. Wow, have we been having fun. Steve rode a train, first class, all the way out to California and back.
Yeah.
We had a big convention, and we did the Rays of Truth Inside Track book, and boy, I'll tell you, people sure liked it. So, Steve, are you back? Are you still on the train?
No, I'm back, Fred. It was a great trip.
Did you have fun?
Oh, man, it was wonderful out in L.A. Wonderful.
Yeah, well, did you meet very many thousands of people?
It was a blast, Fred. There was so many people there. I'd never seen so many. The hotel had 2,400 rooms.
Yeah, and they were full.
And it was full. I mean, and there were three tiers of people showing their wares. It was absolutely incredible. And every time I was there, I mean, we were just busy all the time.
I know, we keep you busy, and I thought you were going to get a little bit bored, right?
Oh, God. it was quite busy. We were very, very busy. People are very, very interested in your work.
And you really wasted a couple hundred people in my lecture room.
Yeah, that was a wonderful time. We brought down three pillars of light, and inside the light were Andromedans, and we balanced everybody out. Their minds were better. They were clearer. They were grounded. It was wonderful. It was just a great time.
Wow.
Yeah, we had a blast. You're so good at speaking, you know, and I guess I just added a little bit more to it, but it was wonderful.
What was fun was the fact that we were... Oh, Bella Bird missed us, by the way. We were away from Bella Bird for 3 or 4 days there. She didn't like that.
Yeah.
But luckily, we had a house sitter, so Bella Bird was house sat.
Yeah.
You didn't meet Bella Bird in person yet, have you?
No, I haven't met her. Maybe next trip I will.
Yeah, you know, on Friday night when we got there, I didn't have to do anything. David Carradine was upstairs. He did his band thing. What is he called? Saviors of the... Cosmic Saviors or something.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the name of his band. It's kind of a neat name.
Right, right.
And then he came down, and Mikel and I were sitting at the bar getting a salad, and he came down and said hello and talked for a few minutes and fired
cool.
a few shots of something down. Like, I don't know, I couldn't drink like that, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I guess Jim Carrey came by. I didn't get to see him. And then Pete Carroll came up from USC, who's a good friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
And of course, we met Sean Morton. We're trying to get Sean Morton a spot over here on BBS Radio.
Right.
So it was overall, it was pretty cool. I thought, you know,
it was a great show. Sean was at the show when you were talking.
Yeah. I sat down and had a discussion with him and everything, you know, and that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
So
cool guy.
Well, anyway, tell everybody what we did at the show. You know, bring them all up to speed.
Well, what happened during the show when I got there actually Saturday, and I was busy from Saturday until I think we closed around 9 o'clock on Saturday night, and we just had constant people there, and they were so interested in the nuclear receptors. I mean, they were just flipping out with these nuclear receptors, and we sold a bunch of them. I mean, we were busy just selling these nuclear receptors. And it was just a blast. I mean, and I'll tell you one thing. People are much friendlier out in California than they are out east here.
Yeah, they are. We've been doing, I haven't done this show out here in 7 years or six
right.
years, maybe 8 years. I don't know.
Right, right.
Okay, well, I did one, but they were glad to see us. But I've always thought the West Coast is a little bit ahead of everywhere else, you know?
Yeah, it seems to be more...
Europe's more probably been more green for a while than the United States. But overall, being tuned into what's going on,
right?
What do you think of all the different booths?
Well, I got a chance to see them for maybe about 10 minutes. I actually didn't get that much of a chance to see. I came there to work the booth,
yeah,
and to do the show, and I really stuck to it. And I would have loved to have seen it, but we were so busy I couldn't walk away.
Yeah, what did you think of those people that were walking around in those springing shoes?
That was wild.
Yeah.
That was wild. As a matter of fact, one guy lost his money out of his back pocket. We had to stop him and say, hey, man, you lost your money out of your back pocket. He was bouncing around.
Yeah, I was just looking over here to see if I had a brochure.
That's pretty cool.
Everybody on the shoe. I had it here somewhere. I don't know where I put it here. These shoes, here they are. They're called Kangaroo Jumps.
Ah.
Kangaroo Jumps.
They were sharp.
I had to get up and go. I've been out in the orchard, and so I'm going to show them here on national and worldwide TV right now. You got your, there they are. See, there's what they look like. You know, everybody's got Ustream or... Look at the front page of VBS Radio.
They were bouncing around. They were having a ball.
And then here's a picture of a guy on them. Right there.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, TV sure is fun. And there was one girl wearing them that was taller than Mikkel. And she's... Here's a guy here. You can see him on the feet. There we go.
Yeah, there was one girl that was walking around there. She was having a lot of fun.
Yeah, the girl that was selling them, my Mikkel's probably just a little under 6 feet tall. And this girl was probably 6 feet tall.
Wow.
And some. And then with these shoes on, they probably gave her another 12 inches. She had a 7-foot girl walking around there. And then when they, I'm going to give me a pair of these things. And then when they jump on them, they spring up in the air like 3 or 4 feet.
Yeah.
When you're walking, you actually bounce at least 2.5 feet in the air.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Without putting out any extra energy.
Yep. It was really cool.
Yeah.
Really,
I think
really
you should
nice.
Get a pair of these. We can bounce around when we do the show. We can do bouncing.
But I'll tell you, we were constantly busy at that booth. I mean, we were just constantly busy. I started Saturday morning around, I think it was, 8:30 in the morning, and I didn't leave till 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, what kinds of... What things were you finding out that people needed with the receptor?
Well, a lot of people...
receptor, for those of you who haven't seen one.
Yeah, the receptors are quite interesting. When I was putting receptors on people, they found them to be very interesting, and when I picked out the stones for them, they could feel the energy going through their bodies quite well.
Yeah.
And their minds they were affected right away, and they could feel it in their heart. Some people were connecting to the heart, and I could see the light going right into the heart, and they had a sense of joy right away.
Yeah, now you've muscle tested people on the East Coast in New York at the shows and seen what kind of stones that they need. What was your what did you find out testing people from the West Coast and
the West Coast
they needed
the ruby energy a lot.
What was it on the East Coast?
The East Coast, it was basically the blue sapphire.
On the East Coast?
Yes, it was the heart.
Yeah.
And the ruby and the other dark stone. What's the other dark stone? I can't think of the name. The other red stone. I don't have my list in front of me, but those two stones.
Oh, yeah, the garnet.
The garnet, right. And the garnet was the biggest one of all. And that was quite interesting. A lot of people took to that very, very well.
Yeah, so they need more pituitary work out here, whereas back east, they're a little bit less active, so they need to get their hearts in better shape.
It's very interesting. It seemed to work that way, Fred, but they were more, it's very interesting. In California, I noticed that the people were very turned on to energy more so than they are in the East.
Yeah.
It was really, it was very interesting. When I would put the necklaces on, they were smiling.
Yeah.
And I was running my finger down the list, and they said, well, how are you checking? I said, well, your body's telling me where to stop. And I would stop and put the necklace on them, and boy, I was, you know, and they would read it and say, well, man, you're dead on, you know. And so it really went well. A lot of them put them on and wouldn't take them off.
Yeah, if anybody's out there that I know we picked up a lot of listeners, I can see on the video board I've got way more than I normally have.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a lot of new video people on here. And if anybody wants to call in and talk about the show that was there, give us a ring, you know, to BBS numbers, which a direct line would be 530-876-3222. And the toll-free number is 877-876-5227.
Right.
And the wild card worldwide is 888-815-9756, if anybody wants to call in.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
Hang out with Steve and Bella and I.
Yeah,
I didn't even get a chance to put my shirt on, and we were out in the orchard trimming avocado trees all afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I worked on my book this morning.
Cool.
And then I worked on the... I'm kind of scratched up. I'm dirty. I'm filthy because I've been climbing trees. And of course, Bella Bird was waiting, and it was dark in her house there where she lives, and I reached in there, and probably she'd bite me, you know, because at night they don't want to come out.
Right.
Dark, and she jumped on my hand. She says, Dad, we got to get down there, man. We're going to be in a couple minutes late for the show.
Right, right, right.
If I give you a hard time, we'd definitely be late. It's a smart bird.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, any other night at 6 o'clock or 5 minutes to 6, any other night during the week, including Sunday, if it's dark out, stick your hand in there, you're going to get bit. She ain't coming out. You know?
Gotcha.
But with a radio show, she always shows up. She's a good bird. I got to get her a receptor. Do you need a receptor, Bella Bird?
You know what was interesting? Not too many projectors, but they were all receptors.
Huh?
A lot of people were new at it and wanted those receptors.
Yeah, what do you think about? Well, it's kind of neat when we get newbies. You know what I mean? There's a lot of newbies out
there. I talked to them and explained to them how it worked for me. That was the best way that I could really compliment them, is to tell them what happened with me. And they were really receptive to what was going on, especially when I told them, you know, it'll help the DNA and the RNA and keep all the negative energy away, and the ELF, and you know, the carbon monoxide. And I told them about, you know, how you would work the glue, and you know, it was really amazing. People were really finding their way with these necklaces.
Yeah, in the morning lecture. Well, let's see, we did the magic test in the morning, didn't we?
Right, right.
Yeah, we didn't have that. I forgot, you know what happened? I ordered glue. I use Ambroid glue. It's a real toxic substance glue that really stinks up the house when you open it up, and it's got a skull and crossbone on it. But I ordered a bunch of glue off the internet 6 weeks ago, and the people that sell glue are so glued up, they never can send it.
You know, it was interesting. Well, we used one of those black pens, I think.
Yeah, we finally got a black pen that stunk pretty good.
Right, and that really worked well. And the way you were hanging on some people's arms, I mean, Fred, what Fred does is that he'll take the black pen and he'll put his necklace on somebody, and he'll run that black pen across their nose. And he'll take the arm, and you can't budge the arm. I mean, he's hanging from the arm of women that weigh 98 pounds. He couldn't press down their arm for anything with this necklace on.
Yeah, and so, if they don't have the necklace on, they collapse.
Right.
Yeah.
And We also did it with the other necklaces that we had there, and the projector was really strong with a lot of people in terms of they were amazed to see that, you know, I was telling people not to put down their arms. They couldn't move their arms, and as soon as I said to move their arms moved. It's amazing how this projector works.
Yeah, well, what happens is we test somebody on the receptor, and then we take the receptor away from them, and then they let that to breathe the glue, and then they get really weak.
Right.
So then we give the projector to somebody else. We do the same thing on somebody else so they can have the experience, and then we put the projector on them, and then we take them, put them across the room, and then we get the person, the original person that we tested now has no receptor at all on. They're mm-hmm. Test them for glue, and the person wearing the projector across the room is using quantum tunneling into their aura field, creating entanglement with them. And so the projector is now transmitting over to that person that's the receiver. And the receiver, when we test them with the glue, they test just as strong as if they had the receptor on.
Right, right.
Remote, it's like a remote viewing experience or anything remote. And it works very well. And that's great for doing healing with your friends.
Yes.
You have friends that won't cooperate and don't want to get healed, but they should be. All you got to do is put the projector on and visualize them healthy and happy, and they'll become healthy and happy instantly almost.
Yep. It was a great time, Fred. It was really a lot of fun. The only problem was the weather was 39 degrees when I got off the bus.
It was?
Yeah, it was 39 degrees.
Oh, you mean back there?
Yeah.
It was 75 out here.
Well, it was 39 in the morning in California when I got to the hotel.
Oh, you mean it was 39 degrees?
Yep.
It didn't stay that way very long. Because
No.
Later on in the day, I was running around out there with my shirts. I went next door to the Marriott because they have a sports bar over there with some really good, one of the better veggie burgers in L.A.
Yeah, that's what you were saying. You went over for a veggie burger.
Yeah, so I went over there. And Bella Bird's mad because she didn't get the goal. She wanted a veggie. She loves veggie burgers, don't you?
Does she?
But we went over there, and I had a short sleeve shirt on. I was hot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
Yeah, yeah. That was a great, great show. It was a lot of fun being there, Fred. There's a lot of people there. I mean, I didn't get to see everything, but what I saw was very interesting.
Yeah, George Norrie was there. I hung out with him for a little while, but does the Art Bell show, and on the Coast Network.
Yeah.
We said hi to him, had a little conversation. He seemed to be in a good mood.
Cool.
He had a dinner down there, but his dinner, where he was introducing himself to his listening audience, or some of them, you know, he's got millions, but
mm-hmm.
audience, but he had 100 at that dinner probably, or maybe 70.
Wonderful.
It was right at the same time that we were doing our workshop, so I didn't get to spend a whole lot of time with him this time.
Yeah.
Hopefully
yeah.
we'll get back on that show. We'll do something on the Art Bell Network pretty soon again, you know.
Yeah. Sean David Morton seems to be a nice guy.
Yeah, we're trying to get him over here on BBS.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he used to do the Art Bell show two or three times a month,
mm-hmm.
and he hasn't been doing it a lot, and he was going to do another network. He wants a lot of above-the-ground coverage, but we've got some here at BBS now, but I think we'll be having more. We haven't really put the effort into getting a whole lot of localized, you know, like KFI stations
mm-hmm.
doing the show, but I think mm-hmm. eventually we'll get that, that going. I think once I get done with this book, I can put some energy into promoting it a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of clients? You got any new clients back there?
I got, I picked up 4 new clients this week, yeah. I came back to work on, I was back in Rochester at 11:30 in the morning, and I was massaging at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, now what day was that, Thursday or Friday?
Wednesday.
Oh, you were back on Wednesday.
I got back on Wednesday, and I was massaging at 1 o'clock, yeah.
Wow, so you left Sunday night, and you were there Wednesday morning.
Right, I got back there Wednesday morning, and then...
Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday. You had 3 nights on the train.
Right, and so that was a lot of fun for me, and I picked up some new clients. And I'm doing a lot of energy work with the clients, so it's really good. And I'm using the flamethrower. I'm using the I wear the projector and the nuclear receptor both at the same time. And the master crystal's under the table, and people are really feeling that master crystal. They get heat, you know, in their heart or their stomach, you know, whichever needs it worse. And so it really works. I mean, the stuff you have is quite amazing.
Yeah, we had an interesting experience with a master crystal lately. One of my distributors from Florida had been down in, where'd he go, Tahiti or somewhere down there. Anyway, he bought a Mac Earl master crystal that weighed about 50 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, Mac Earl master crystals of this nature are very, very rare.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we pack that up. First, we wrap it in foam, and then we put it in a box. You know, we wrap it in those bubble wrap, and then
mm-hmm.
we put it in a box,
mm-hmm.
which has insulation around it. So
mm-hmm.
it's in a box with insulation. Then we get a great big box, and we insulate, you know, put all kinds of stuff in there,
mm-hmm.
you know, popcorn and whatever, in that
mm-hmm.
box. So it's double boxed.
Mm-hmm.
You could toss it across the room, and it wouldn't hurt it. Because we've tested them that way. I've shipped crystals
right.
all over the world.
Right.
UPS, United Parcel Service, shipping it from here to Florida, somehow managed to break a Mac Earl crystal that was...
Holy mackerel.
Yeah. Now, you talk about a bad company,
mm-hmm.
a crappy company. United Parcel Services sucks. I've never seen a master crystal broken before. I've seen it break a cluster once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we had it insured and everything. Well, the guy will get his money back, but he won't get another crystal. It's busted. So that was really sad. These master crystals are hard enough to get, and then UPS has to break one. You can imagine
how the
that.
Heck did they break it, Fred? I mean, how do you break a master crystal?
I don't know. I mean, they had to probably take it out of the box or something. I mean, even the first box would have
mm-hmm.
shipped okay.
Mm-hmm.
We packed it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I've shipped them bigger, you know, not Mac Earl, but other crystals through you know, other services, FedEx, Yellow Freight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I shipped two or three of them at once and never had a problem, ever,
in
34 years.
Mm.
These jokers managed to break a master crystal.
That's incredible. I couldn't imagine my master crystal breaking.
Yeah. I mean, you literally... Even if it's not packed and you dropped it, say, 3 feet onto the cement floor,
mm-hmm.
you'd probably at best chip it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hitting cement direct, it's going to get chipped.
Mm-hmm.
Take it in half. Somebody must have taken it out of the box or something. It's beyond me
how
they broke it. And this was a very strong one. It wasn't one that had an occlusion. Sometimes they have occlusions in them or split
mm-hmm.
when they're weak.
Mm-hmm.
This one didn't have any of that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That'd be very strong.
Yeah. That's so when at the topics we covered, I'll read from my book next week. You know, I'll start back
cool.
with the book. But
cool.
we covered the Tavistock Company, you know, Institute,
mm-hmm.
which is set up in 47 in England,
mm-hmm.
and how it controls all. It was all the master programmer for all of the CIA and MK Ultra programs, MK6 and MI6, MI5 programs. We covered how it was, you know, controlling, you know, the RAND Institute, and a lot of guys like Kissinger and Bush all went to their classes, and then we covered how it controls the drug companies, you know, including going through World War II with IG Farben.
Mm-hmm.
And how it's laced everybody's drugs, you know, all these effexors and all of that with
yes.
with angel dust, which is made up of piperidine and cyclohexane. And then how it got into the school systems and started killing our kids,
mm-hmm.
causing them to shoot each other. So we had some really good topics, you know. It's called the Inside Track Topic Session. We'll read
wow.
some of it next week.
Yeah.
But and then, of course, we talked about the jet stream and the silver leaf project, where they're dumping all this stuff in the atmosphere with these chemtrails
right.
that is poisoning our resources, including our lungs,
mm-hmm.
and how they're using that change of electrolytes in the air to do high frequency transmissions for HARP and a lot of other stuff that people don't even know about that I brought to light.
Mm-hmm.
It was a real interesting workshop and a real interesting
Then we show people how to defend themselves against all these chemicals like bromine and and all this ELF and all this other stuff. We show people how to, you know. Well, I also covered the mental health symptoms, because that's mental health was, you know, part of the World Health Institute, how it was set up under Tavistock. And it was real interesting. We had an ex, Her Majesty Royal, he's like a special forces guy that worked for the, you know, the English Army. Intelligence, and then, of course, as a commando, and now he's a medical doctor, knew all about Tavistock and all about that because he worked for him.
Wow.
Yeah, I said, did you meet him? He was in our show. He was there.
No, I didn't meet him.
Yeah. And he's coming down here to visit. He had a lot of information I didn't even have, but he verified everything that I'd said. Because he'd been there, you know.
Was that the guy that was introduced, that Sean introduced you to?
Yeah.
Yeah, I left right after that to go down to the booth. That's why I didn't meet him.
Oh, okay. Oh, he came to the booth. I met him at the booth.
You did meet him at the booth?
Yeah.
Maybe
you were gone by the time he got there. You must have, yeah. He came in about the time you left at 2, and he showed up about 3.
Okay.
This guy knows every form of martial arts there is, practically.
Really?
He was explaining some of them to me, and he's been all over the world and all over in Burma and all the different countries, and he's seen all this stuff go down in societies, both as a civilian and a medical doctor and as a, you know, working for the commandos.
Right.
So that was real interesting, kind of icing on the cake, and he came on the last day to verify everything. He'd been to my workshop. And we had people come all the way from Canada just to see my workshop. I was amazed at how many people came from all around the United States.
Oh, yeah.
Just for the workshop, not for the other people that were there. Like that Dick Sutphen, we had so many famous people there, you couldn't count them all, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they came to see Dr. Fred. I mean, I've got some real loyal nutcases out there because I'm a nutcase. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, we're all a little nuts, I think.
Yeah, and little bolts, too.
Except Bella Bird here.
She's the only one
that's amazing. It's amazing.
Well, she has to.
Yeah,
she talks in the morning quite a bit, but at night she says that she'd rather host the show by doing meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And then she sends me telepathic signals of what to say. And when callers call in, then she tells me what they're really all about, you know, why they're really calling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what are you going to talk about on your show tomorrow?
Well, I'm going to talk about how much fun we had at the show and how those nuclear receptors really work.
Yeah.
And I think the interesting thing is that when I put these necklaces on Fred, I mean, the difference, you could see their eyes were waking up. I mean, it's just, and it was fast. It wasn't something that took two weeks or 3 weeks. You could see their eyes were sparkling. I mean, it was different, Fred. It's just different out there.
Yeah. What tell us about some of the individuals. Which were there particular people that you really tuned in more than others?
Well, you know, there were people out there. I remember at the show there were people very much into energy.
Yeah.
And that's the ones that I don't know, for some odd reason they came right up to me.
Yeah, I think we got a caller. Is there a caller there?
Yes. Hi there, Dr. Bill.
Now, Dr. Fred.
Dr. Fred. Yes. Hi there.
Who are you?
My name is Robert, and I was at your workshop last weekend, which I tremendously enjoyed.
And what's your name?
My name is Robert.
Oh, Robert. And what do you do?
Well, I'm retired. I retired from the fire department.
Oh,
I was
cool.
With the fire department for about 30 years.
Where do you live?
Well, I live up in North LA County, Los Angeles County. So
great.
I consider myself local.
So what did you think of Steve Barish?
Oh, hey, I really liked him. That was the first time I'd met him, and at the booth I got to talk to him a little bit. He was very helpful, and he seemed like he's got a lot of ability. For not knowing the man, he was pretty amazing to me.
Thank you.
Yeah, he does some amazing healings on his show. Sometimes he does them on this one, but mostly we've been covering the inside track, like the lecture. Did you come to the workshop and the lecture both, or what?
I came to both.
Oh, okay.
And I'm proud to say that I first came across you through Coast to Coast with George Norrie.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So that was a great bridge or link to you.
Oh, great, yeah. Yeah, George, did you meet George while you were there?
Yes, I did. I went to one of his, like, little afternoon talks. I think I squeezed it in between your talk and his in the workshop. I didn't go to the dinner, but he had like a little Meet George Noria conference in the afternoon.
Yeah, I didn't know he had that. Was it like a lecture or something where people came in?
He introduced himself. He gave a little bit of history of Coast to Coast. And then about the last half, he opened up to questions. There was quite a few people that had a lot of questions for him.
Oh, yeah, George. He started out in St. Louis working all night long, every night, for years.
Yeah, he seems like a nice guy. I like him. I'd met him actually once before last year, so this is my second meeting, and I had him sign my, it was my copy of his book. So.
Oh, great. Your copy.
I had a question for you, Dr. Fred.
Yeah.
I don't know, this might be a whole show, but I was curious about how the technology that the receptor and projector, how the technology they utilize, how does that compare with the technology that Rife and radionics uses?
Well, William Rife was into Earth resonant frequencies and basic cellular frequencies of the body.
Okay.
And so he invented a thing called the Rife machine. Do you have one of those, by the way?
No, I don't.
Yeah. It generates a series of alternating currents, mostly,
mm-hmm.
That are kind of what we call wide bandwidth. We call it spurious noise, what they do. The original technology was in the form of a coil that had a glass tube, a neon tube attached to it with a round end on it, which you'd rub the end on your body, and it would work with the immune system. We saw a more advanced version of it.
Okay.
But what we work with here is scalar wave technology, which is the receptor, whereby we go into the what's called electrical precursors of the biology or the DNA of the body.
Uh-huh.
So what we're doing is we're going inside the biology system to the intelligence. We talk to the intelligence that gets oftentimes dumbfounded by toxins and stress and microwave frequencies and all the and chemicals and drugs that are put out there. We circumnavigate that, and what we do is we tell the cell how to process all of this stuff and not be affected by it, because you can't ignore it. You know, a lot of people say, if I just meditate, can I handle the toxins and everything that's going? Well, yeah, you can, but you probably won't be able to drive a car, eat, focus, or do any kind of material movement if you're constantly meditating to fight the stuff off. So this gives you the freedom to automatically meditate and get the stuff out of your body. But it does it electronically by using grids of materials that are focused, they're energy focused, and the material of the shape interferes with space and time, causing a field. Every single cell in your body has a shape, and group of cells has a shape. And it's that shape that causes that network to function. And as a result of the different shapes of the body, like liver or kidney or thyroid or base of the brain, the shapes of those organs, what the shape does, it defines what it does overall as a group of cells.
Okay.
So we have the receptor, which defines areas where there's overwork going on. In other words, in the body, there's always a section that's weaker than all the rest of the sections. So we test for that section, and then we fix it, and then we go on to the next weakest section of the body, and eventually we climb up the DNA ladder, which overall reverses the aging process and rebuilds the immune system and rejuvenates all the organs in the body. I don't know if that helps you any, but that's a brief overview of the receptor. The projector doesn't do any of that.
Uh-huh.
The receptor despirals the DNA, making your body more ethereal. So it actually draws energy from the body, but allows you to quantum entangle through quantum tunneling events, and you can create events and create different kinds of situations. You know, hopefully you're using them for a positive method.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Did you get one while you were there, or what?
Yes, I did. I got a receptor, and I'm very pleased with it. I'm wearing it right now.
Great.
And, what stone did you get?
I'm pretty excited about it. And you know, all this technology, all these things, it seems very harmonious with. I heard Dr. Bruce Lipton last year, and he talked about the field of epigenetics, where they used to teach, like in medical school, that the first cause was DNA, or that was the primacy. They had like a, you know, DNA, then RNA, and then messenger RNA, and the DNA, everything, that was the top dog. But he says with epigenetics, and what they found is that the first slot should be what he calls the external signal. And so this technology is providing and working with that external signal on the DNA. So it seems very harmonious. It's very interesting to me from different angles.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you've been doing this for a while, and you've got a handle on what's going on.
Well, I'm actually a beginner, but I've been interested for a while, but since I retired, I now have a chance to take some classes, and fortunately, I took your workshop, but I've been able to take some, and just slowly starting to maybe try to piece together and make sense of it, and that's why this technology is fascinating to me, and I'll have to learn more about scalar waves and whatnot, because I know very, very little about that.
Did you get my Rays of Truth book?
Yes, I did.
Okay, that explains scalar waves pretty well.
Okay, I just started into that, but yeah, I'm kind of anxious to read more.
Did you also buy the little book about the nuclear receptor?
Yes, I did. Is that Steve or?
Yes, Steve.
Yes, it's me, Steve.
Yes, hi, Steve. How you doing?
How you doing? Nice hearing you.
Yes, yes. You might remember me. I had several questions for you. A real neophyte to this area, but.
Oh yes, yes, I do remember you.
Yeah, yeah, because I. Like I said, I was with the fire department for quite a while. And,
right, I remember that.
Yeah, and you were very helpful. So.
Well, thank you.
And you pinpointed.
You finally found somebody that likes you.
You know, I tell a story. When I had my necklace for the first 2 weeks, I called Fred out in California. I was in Wellsboro, Pennsylvania. I was watching black pouring out of my back.
Oh.
And I said, Fred, what the heck is all that black coming out of my back? He says, it's some of the x-rays that you've had, you know, that was coming out of my back. And I was actually seeing that. I was actually
dark matter.
Pardon me?
What, yeah, go ahead, Steve.
But that's what was coming out of my back.
Huh.
I was just seeing that black stuff. And it just, I called him, and he was telling me that that's from the x-rays.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, so I was amazed at the necklace I was wearing, and then things just started to happen in a very, very big way for me. And I wore my I bought a silver one, and I was wearing the let me see which one I wore. I wore the blue sapphire, I think, for about 8 years.
Uh-huh.
And then I switched over to a diamond. I ended up buying a gold necklace. Fred said I was ready for it, and I bought a gold necklace. And then I put a diamond in it. And then from there, I bought a gold necklace with a pavé in it, the diamond pavé. And the changes were like night and day. But you'll find that necklace is fabulous.
Oh yeah, and in that little booklet. Like I said, I'm new to all this, but it sounds like after a while, as part of my system gets strengthened, then if I wanted to, I could get a receptor with a different gem to work on a different portion of my energy system. Is that right?
Yes. What happens is that you graduate from one stone to another.
Okay.
And I went from the blue sapphire to diamond. And I checked in with Fred before I did that, but that's what I needed to do.
Yeah, we'll have a lot of people that'll have blocked arteries. So we get them on the blue sapphire. We get them on our vitamins and our trace minerals, and I usually get them on nanokinase as a chelating form if they don't go and get chelation. And then when the arteries become unblocked, they get a lot more oxygen to other cells in the body. And there's usually an organ, could be a liver, kidney, it could be, you know, spleen, it could be anything that's not been getting oxygen. Well, now it's time to, let's say, the thyroid. So you got a blue stone on to get your circulation back, and now the thyroid is now getting oxygen, and it needs to to be worked on, so you go to an emerald. So we just change the stone now. That's why we like to get people into the silver or gold or platinum receptors, because we can change the stone on them.
Uh-huh.
And if something breaks, we can repair them, whereas those cheaper ones, they just throw them out. I mean, if something breaks on them and you can't change the stone, they don't work that good anyway. They're the introductory item, but you got the real deal, you know.
Yeah.
And then what happens is, eventually, you'll work into a white or yellow diamond. Most people do. I use the yellow diamond because it's a solar plexus, and I do a lot of fire breathing, and I'm a breath person.
Uh-huh.
And but if you take somebody and put a diamond on them that needs to wear the sapphire first, their blood pressure will go through the roof because it pumps a lot of cortisone into the norepinephrine, cortisone into the system, and causes the heart to race, which is not good because the arteries aren't open. But if the arteries are open,
mm-hmm.
there's no resistance, you know. Then when you increase the heart rate a little bit, and then this is, you know, heart rate, you know, like when you're exercising, same thing. Now it's healthy, and they can wear the diamond for an indefinite period of time,
mm-hmm.
and their energy levels and their sharpness and their attention span, all that is greatly enhanced.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We've been doing this since 1981, and we haven't had any, you know, we've had of the thousands and tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of receptors that we've sold, maybe five or six came back.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
wow.
That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
People just didn't understand at all what was going on. But that's not bad. It's 0.00111% return rate. Nothing. So, and then the projector is only newer. We developed it in the mid-80s, but the terrestrial technology wasn't such that we could do a CNC machine or any kind of a tooling on it.
Uh-huh.
Until the early 2000s, we were able to finally. I had five rocket scientists, programmers from NASA, work on it in the early 2000s, like 2001, 2002.
Uh-huh.
And we finally were able to make one. It's that
wow.
difficult to make, but now we produce a lot of them. So it's not easy to produce this stuff.
Well, I'm sure glad you you're able to produce them. Yeah.
I also want to thank, I see on my Ustream, my Ustream numbers are going through the roof tonight, and I want to welcome all the new viewers. We've got a lot of new viewers now, and hi, everybody. And send me emails at fredbell@paradyne.com, and if you don't know where Paradyne is, just look up Dr. Fred Bell on the Internet, and it's Paradyne. You'll see that, and it's fredbell@paradyne.com for your comments. So anyhow, yeah, so you're wearing this... You're wearing this piece now. Now, are you married?
Yes, I am.
And now, what does your wife think of it?
Well, she likes it. She likes it. And she thought it looked good on me. I'm
good.
Happy to say.
Yeah.
And she likes it. And so it's kind of just we're in the, like, what I call an experimental stage here. And we're just kind of testing it and checking it out. But I feel good about it. And I do feel like it already kind of a little bit more relaxed, kind of a calming effect as far as it...
Yeah, what do you have, a sapphire?
I've got the garnet.
Oh, you got a garnet.
Right.
You got a pituitary.
Right.
Okay, yeah. Well, that will stimulate norepinephrine. What's going to happen is your body reproduces cells every 60 million per second when you're healthy. And the complete cellular structure that's reproduced in its entirety... in 90 days is the red blood cell. So in the first month or first 3 months, your entire blood cellular system is going to be rejuvenated. Then it's going to go on into an organ. Usually the liver is next. And the liver takes about probably another 4 or 5 months and you'll have a new liver. And kidneys usually follow along with the liver.
Great.
Sometimes kidneys go next.
Uh-huh.
And because you got red on, chances are, it's hard to say, actually, because liver works on red and kidneys work on red, on rejuvenation. And then what happens after a year, your body switches octaves, and you'll probably need another stone. Because now it's done with organs it can do from where it's coming from, and it's time to go to something else.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll probably graduate to a yellow stone, which would be solar plexus, or you may actually move into a diamond. I don't think you'll have... You must be in pretty good shape. Are you fairly slim for your size and everything?
No, I'm not slim, but I used to work out because of the job, the department, and everything.
I know firemen are in good shape, so you didn't let your body.
The one thing is, I'm also going to try to work on a considerable detox, because I know over the years I was exposed to so many noxious fumes and chemicals and whatnot, you know, at fires and chemical incidents, that I'm sure I've taken in a lot of bad stuff, so to speak. And so I'm going to really work on detoxing my body and along with your products and just trying to improve my diet. I think that'll make a difference. You know?
Are you eating a lot of meat now?
I have been. I'm the last week or two, a little less, but yeah, in general, I'd say yes. Yeah.
Yeah, well, get off it because,
okay.
It's full of steroids.
Yeah.
You know, if you got to eat it at all, you get organic meat, but the steroids are what create the aging process in the body, and you need to get off of that. And I was a meat eater. I mean, I ate a lot of hamburgers on my paper route in Ann Arbor, Michigan, but I haven't had meat now in years, many years. And you really do feel good when you don't have it anymore. Could I eat meat now? Yeah. You know what? I ordered a veggie burger the other day and got a piece of hamburger instead because they didn't make it right, and I took one bite and I didn't like it. So I think I'd like to have a hamburger or a steak, but when I accidentally had that hamburger in my mouth, I spit it out. I didn't like the taste of it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
My brain thought I wanted it because of habit, but I didn't like it. And out here in California, the Claim Jumper's got one heck of a veggie burger. I can tell you that right now, and so does BJ's. They have a good one, too. So
I'll keep that in mind.
And matter of fact, the Claim Jumper's veggie burger, the first time I got one, I had it brought home, and I thought it was an actual hamburger. I called them up and said, what'd you do here? And they said, no, that pretty much tastes like it, you know?
Wow.
So you can get over meat that way. And chicken, of course, you know, they raise a bird in 6 weeks. That's full of steroids. And fish, I love fish. I used to love rainbow trout. I ate a lot of those. And I used to eat shrimp, and of course I knew that shrimp were a scavenger, and they weren't too good. And then, of course, I ate lobster, but I always got lobster from the Barrier Reef because local lobsters are full of mercury and heavy metal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even down at the Barrier Reef, they're contaminated. So, you know, if you really want to live a long life and enjoy your relationship with your family,
mm-hmm.
it's to your advantage to get off the meat
okay.
in all forms mm-hmm. as fast as possible.
Okay. I know we've been pretty good as far as like probably about the last action maybe a year and a half of buying I won't say mostly but largely organic foods. I know my wife shops and buys as many organic foods as she can. So I think we're going in the right direction, but we just got to I think amplify what we're doing.
Yeah. I mean, it takes time. But working with a receptor, and later on you want to get yourself a silver power dome because that'll detox your brain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the arteries going up to the brain are a quarter of an inch, but when they get to the brain, they hit the circle of Willis, which is a millionth of an inch. So all that crud that you've eaten, you know, what I call antigens or fat proteins, have lodged in your brain, and this shuts down endocrine function and leads into senility and Alzheimer's disease. Especially if you use aluminum cookware when you were younger. And we find that because we've increased the longevity of this planet now, that 50% of America contacts some form of Alzheimer's disease after the age of 80. Whereas if you detox the brain with the power dome, you will find that you won't have to experience any form of Alzheimer's. And when I say that...
Wow.
Yeah, when I say that, if you notice people... You can take a spry kind of guy and a spry older woman, you know,
uh-huh.
past 80, and they're just a little spaced out. They're not quite as grounded as we are now.
Uh-huh.
And you think, man, this person's pretty darn sharp for their age, and they're in their 80s. I'd like to be like that. But they're a little spacey, and that spacey is a form of Alzheimer's.
Oh.
And you don't have to be spacey when you're 80 or 90,
uh-huh.
you know. You don't have to be that way. And that's what the Power Dome eliminates, is that problem. And what happens is I've taken people that haven't smoked in 10 years, okay? When you smoke, a lot of nicotine goes in your brain, a lot of tar, mostly tar, is in your brain. And it's there. It don't come out. And when you put a power dome on, you take these same people that put a power dome on,
that smoked, haven't smoked in 10 years, their urine, after about 6 or 8 weeks, smells like a friggin' ashtray.
Wow.
Yeah. And I got that documented.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, our stuff, we know what we're... I've been doing this for 35 years now. I worked with Wilton School System. I work with Orcutt Union School just up north of you in San Luis Obispo. I had a kid that had had grand mal seizures. We put a radome, which is a lesser thing, on him. He didn't have the toxins in his brain, but he had an alignment electrical problem. He no longer has grand mal seizures. And we've done a lot of kids with grand mal seizures. They don't have them anymore using these pyramids. And I've got lots of testimonies from doctors saying, these things, we don't know how they work. Boy, they work. So you need to get a power dome as soon as possible.
You know, I'm also a licensed paramedic. I've been one for about 25 plus years.
Yeah, well,
and
you've seen
I would like to have one of those power domes in the back of the rescue ambulance, you know, because we had a lot of people with seizures.
Yeah.
And of course, what we did was we gave them Valium, IV Valium.
Yeah, you don't have to. When you put one of our pyramids on, what happens is when you do that, you end up putting them into alpha state.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so that would have been great to have one in the back of the ambulance, yeah. Dr. Fred, I'm the one, next time I call in, I'll ask you about Morgellons. I'm the one that during the break, you were up on stage, and I just walked over to you and asked about Morgellons disease.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but I'll ask you maybe next time, maybe we can touch on that or something. But I wanted to thank you and Steve for all of your good work, because, like I said, I just met you guys, but I thought what you're doing is tremendous, and I'm anxious to see you guys again, and I hope you keep up the good work.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for tuning in. I want to real briefly address, I've got a huge amount of Ustream people here with numbers like 35 and 60, and they're asking for mini workshops. And I don't know how to answer this. I'm so naive about running Ustream. I don't know what I'm doing, you know. But I will... We're going to do some workshops out here in Temecula.
Okay.
And so we're going to have people come out there, and we're going to announce this stuff it'll be on my website, and it'll be on the front page of the BBS radio website.
Okay.
I'm one of the owners of the network, so I do occasionally place ads up there. So that'll be up there.
That sounds great. That sounds neat. Well, you guys have a good evening, and thank you once again for all the work you do, and hope to see you guys soon. And
yeah, it's nice having you on the show tonight.
Well, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, Steve, what do you think?
I think it's wonderful, Fred. I think we had a wonderful evening.
Yeah, I've had more Ustreamers on here tonight than I've ever had them, before. I mean, it's three times as many.
Well, I think...
And they were sending me these emails, and guy that runs my Ustream account, show me how to answer you guys. I see a lot of really cool emails popping up, and I apologize for not knowing what I'm doing, but I will answer you guys. And send me emails at fredbell@pyridine.com, and then listen to Steve's show. Steve, tell them what time your show's on.
Yeah, my show's on at, it'll be 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's the Steve Barish Healing Hour.
Yeah.
And we do a lot of Dr. Fred Bell stuff on there, and also we talk about love and compassion, and I heal a tremendous amount of people on my shows. So please listen.
Yeah, that'll be excellent. Well, I guess
Wonderful. We're
kind of out of time. We hit the we hit the 5 minutes to the hour.
Terrific.
That was a quick show. As usual, that was a lot of fun. And well, I see a lot of people that. Some of my people from Lex and all kinds of people on Ustream are sending me emails. Now, Steve, you got to get this Ustream thing hooked up on your computer.
I know. I'm having a lot of trouble with this thing. I think I got to sell it by just a regular computer.
Yeah, and Ustreamer number 35, you're pretty active there. I'm glad you enjoyed the show. And I guess you have an Emerald Receptor and a lady named Jeannie. Was on, and God, what a great group of people here. Well, anyway, you've been listening and watching the doctor. The television side is getting bigger than the radio side. So you've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show, and this is where we
I don't know what happens at this point. I guess we start putting the start fading out. You know what I mean? Start fading out. And I'll put a little bit of the music you're hearing is from my band Voyager, and that's Holly Penfield, legal her voice, and that is from the Andromeda song Andromeda with Love. And we're playing that.
The Andromeda song Andromeda with Love.
And well, again, I do an echo when I do that. So anyway. Hopefully, Steve, we'll be back on the air next week, and we'll start
Wonderful.
Covering the book and all that kind of stuff.
Cool.
That sound pretty good?
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to gradually, hopefully, fade out. You've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. And there's Holly Penfield, my lead singer of the female group. There we go.